Hello, everyone. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Dorney's Vinyl. However you're listening, Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Podbean. I want to thank you guys for listening to this week's episode and all of the episodes of Season 4. Here we are, Episode 36. We're so close to the end of Season 4, it's crazy to think that it's almost over. But Season 5 is just around the corner. If you're new to this podcast, thank you for tuning in. This is a weekly podcast. My odd-numbered podcasts are album reviews. So last week I did Bob Seger's Night Moves. Before that, Saturday Night Fever soundtrack. And next week's I'll tell you what next week's is at the end of this podcast. But this is an even podcast. So this is an EP, an extra podcast. So extra podcast, little tidbits of information. Half of them are games, guest starring my wife. The other half of them are little tidbits of information. This is one of those tidbits of information. This is a segment that I started. It's called On This Date. So what I did, this podcast, the release date for this podcast is May 9th. So what I did is I looked back at the Billboard, the U.S. Billboard 200 chart and the U.S. Hot 100 charts in on this date, May 9th, of a year in the past. So I chose 1970. So the Billboard 200 going through 10 to 1. And the Hot 100, 10 to 1. So you're seeing what we got. So at number 10 on the Billboard 200 on this date was American Woman by the Guess Who. I know the album. I know the song, obviously. At number 9, an album that I have not heard before, but a band I've heard before, Psychedelic Shack by The Temptations. At number 8, another band that I've heard before. I want to get this album. I see it all the time, but I've yet to buy it. Steppenwolf Live by Steppenwolf. At number 7, Diana Ross Presents the Jackson 5 by the Jackson 5. At number 6, then, the Easy Rider soundtrack. I feel like I have seen this one a lot as well, but I don't know what really I've never heard of or never seen the movie Easy Rider, but I feel like that's a soundtrack I should get. At number 5, then, probably the only album on this list that I have, Chicago 2 by Chicago. At number 4, Santana by Santana. Wow, look at that. Actually, a lot of them have the band names in the title. That's crazy. At number 3, Hey Jude by The Beatles, which is a compilation album. That is incredible that a compilation album was in the top 3 of the Billboard chart at any time. At number 2, Deja Vu by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. And the number 1 album in the U.S. on this date, May 9th of 1970, was Bridge Over Troubled Water by Simon and Garfunkel. So that was the album charts. Now I'll go into the Hot 100, and we'll see how many of these songs that I've heard before. At number 10, it's Reflections of My Life by The Marmalade. I have never heard of this song before in my life. At number 9, another song that I don't think that I've heard before, Turn Back the Hands of Time by Tyrone Davis. I've never heard of Tyrone Davis. Sorry, Tyrone. At number 8, a song I do know, Instant Karma, We All Shine On by John Ono Lennon. At number 7, Everything is Beautiful by Ray Stevens. I don't know if I know that song either. Number 6, Love or Let Me Be Lonely by The Friends of Distinction. Another song that I don't know. And now I know 4 of the next 5 songs at least. At number 5, an absolute classic, a one-hit wonder, I think, in my opinion. Number 5 was Spirit in the Sky by Norman Greenbaum. At number 4, this is the one out of the top 5 that I haven't heard, Vehicle by the Ides of March. I honestly don't know if I've ever heard that one before. At number 3, a classic, Let It Be by the Beatles. So obviously I've heard of that one. At number 2, another classic, ABC by the Jackson 5. And quite frankly, the fact that this number 1 song beat those two is incredible. American Woman, No Sugar Tonight by The Guess Who. Obviously, you know, I've heard the song American Woman before. I'm just quite frankly shocked that surpassed ABC and Let It Be. So, good job, American Woman by The Who. Or by The Guess Who. Sorry, not by The Who, by The Guess Who. So that is it for this little tidbit of information. These EPs are a little bit shorter than my usual podcast. I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. Next week's podcast is going to be Jethro Tull's Aqualung. And we only have one more EP left, which is going to be A Game of Scattergories, guest starring my wife. And then one more album to close us out, and then our season 4 finale. So we are almost at the end here of season 4. I want to thank you guys for tuning in, making this a great season 4. And go follow me on Instagram at Dorney's Vinyl if you're not already. And I will talk to you guys next week.